Report, Biden attorneys push DOJ to admit language critical of his age. By Paul Bois on February 16, 2024. Attorneys for President Joe Biden reportedly pushed the Justice Department to omit from Special Counsel Robert Hur's report language critical of his age and memory. Sources confirmed to ABC News and The New York Times that Biden attorneys Ed Siskel and Bob Bauer wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland, complaining that details in the report about the president's recollections during an interview with investigators openly, obviously and blatantly violate department policy and practice. Related, Jeffries, her report on American because people just want truth that Biden was cleared, we should ignore the rest. As many as four people confirmed the correspondence with The New York Times. For ABC News. Bradley Weinsheimer, a senior Justice Department official, responded the following day that the identified language is neither gratuitous nor unduly prejudicial because it is not offered to criticize or demean the president. Rather, it is offered to explain Special Counsel Hur's conclusions about the president's state of mind in possessing and retaining classified information. Upon the release of Hur's report, Siskel and Bauer responded to Weinsheimer's letter that they fundamentally disagree with his assessment that the comments contained in Special Counsel Hur's report were consistent with department policy and practice. They surely were not, they asserted. As Breitbart News reported last week, Robert Hur said in his report that the president has suffered from cognitive decline, which has affected his memory. Per the report. The report says the investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen but does not establish guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Yet Hur's assessment of Biden's significantly limited memory also played a part in his decision not to prosecute. We have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, the report states. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Hur's report is riddled with examples and assessments that Biden's mental faculties and memory have deteriorated, saying, Mr. Biden's memory also appeared to have significant limitations. Shockingly, the report says, he did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. A recent ABC News/Ipsos poll showed that Americans overwhelmingly feel that Biden is now too old to serve another term. Related, Joe Biden calls Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi President of Mexico. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.